The physical members of the prince's staff had been constituted sex creatures for the purpose of participating in the plan of procreating offspring embodying the combined qualities of their special order united with those of the selected stock of the Andan tribes. And all of this was in anticipation of the subsequent appearance of Adam. The life carriers had planned a new type of mortal embracing the union of the conjoined offspring of the prince's staff with the first generation offspring of Adam and Eve. They had thus projected a plan envisioning a new order of planetary creatures whom they hope would become the teacher rulers of human society. Such beings were designed for social sovereignty, not civil sovereignty. But since this project almost completely miscarried, we shall never know what an aristocracy of benign leadership and matchless culture Urantia was thus deprived of. For when the corporeal staff later reproduced, it was subsequent to the rebellion and after they had been deprived of their connection with the life currents of the system.